Blog Talk Radio.
Can you just do this for me? NBCSports.com and NFL Verified. Go get my card. It's all on there.
Really? I gotta go get my shirt. Can you get my shirt out of the
store? We look good with our uniforms. Like when we did that show for the booth, you know? What do you think?
You like the
sound? I like it. I love the background. Now, I'll lower this TV a lot, but we'll keep a little volume on. Just a very touch. Do you know what I'm saying? No, not for just for the whole ambiance.
It doesn't help our ambiance.
All right, then we'll change it. How long are we going to go for, Rick, about? Oh, well, we got to move that over here.
I got to remember
right here. Well, why don't you have Sam write it down over there? No. It's a website. Yeah. NBCSports.com. Phone number here. Actually, can you go right there? Those paper flyers on my business card there. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
So hey, come here,
we're going to have our live streams and then our recordings. So we got two live and record every night.
Are you live already? Right,
are we live?
No, I'm not live. No, I'm not
okay.
Live. No. I thought you meant she's live. Yeah, I said she's live already. No, don't hit it. No, just get your notes ready and then we'll get going.
I got it in my head. I'm ready.
All right, so let's just
begin. I'm going live.
No, not yet. Let's get our shit in order. Hold on. Go get your shirt and stuff on. Hold on. 1 minute, Jerky.
Yes.
Maybe raise it a little higher. Yeah. Yeah, raise it from there. Live Talk Radio, we're live. Live Talk Radio, ready to go live. We got a caller on the line. Caller on the line, we're going live. Yeah, we got a call on the line.
Alright, listen, don't worry about that. Keep your life feed, so we're still alive, so people start focusing in. Vic, can you sit one more time?
Yeah,
let me go over there, so we're going live. Let's go live. Alright, folks, if you want to get in the show, we're live now for the next 15 minutes. Thank you.
Getting ready to go live at Miami Mike's NFL Prediction Show, NFLDraftBible.com. Waiting for Miami Mike. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We got a caller already. And
hello, everybody. Hello, fans. Hello. Welcome to our show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us and watching our live feed.
Let's see the final shot. We're going to go live here with our NFL prediction show. We got Super Bowl predictions, MVP, Rookie of the Year. We'll preview some games. Everybody wants to know who you got, Mike, Seattle, or Miami.
You know?
Can we see the final shot over here? Don't worry about this right now. Let's get this one going, and we're going to get rocking and rolling. Football is back.
Look, this is our main feed, fan, so we'll be focusing on
that. Does that look straight, or does it need to be leveled off on the tripod there? You think it looks straight?
Let's go.
Good. Let me see.
Flip it around. Flip it around.
We'll be taking callers, too. What's the number?
Here, right here. What's the number? We got the call in. We got 5 minutes left to get a call in. 657-383-1134. 657-383-1134. We're going to get to our caller in just a second.
Right.
We're going to go live in 3, 2, 1. Back at it again. Can't stop, won't stop. It's football season here at Miami Mike Sports Zone. 3, 2, 1. Back at it again. Can't stop, won't stop. We're live. Welcome back, Mike. It's football season here at Miami Mike Sports Zone, East Hanover, New Jersey. We got a lot of nonstop, can't stop, won't stop action. We're a little late on the live stream on Blog Talk Radio, but we're streaming out there on Facebook. We have NFLDraftBible.com going live right now. And we got the phone lines blowing up. So let's get our callers in right off the gate. We'll go to 646. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight? Just calling you on a football night. See how you doing. See what you guys had to share about some football. It's been a long wait. So I'm just looking forward to hearing what y'all got to say and what's your predictions for tonight's game.
All right, I'm sorry, 646. We got to cut you off and get our speaker situation right. It's our first show live.
Yep.
That's how things go. So, Mike, let's get some of our predictions rocking and rolling here.
Excited.
We got a rematch of the Super Bowl tonight.
Yes.
Carolina at Denver. Obviously, we know how that went. But let's talk about how this season's going to go. And let's go start off with your AFC Final Four. And we'll go AFC Final Four, NFC Final Four. And then the Super Bowl prediction. Who are your AFC Final Four, AFC Championship team?
Okay, so right now I see at the AFC East right now, I see the Patriots still taking over. You know, until Tom Brady is done for 16 games and that guy Bill Belichick is out of there, you know, the division is for the Patriots. And anybody that steps up and takes over, well, it's just a bonus. And also I like in the AFC the South, By surprise, I like the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars this year are going to
playoff.
Yeah,
huh?
You know what? I like what's going on there. I like the changes they're making. And, you know, give them a shot. I think it's a team that's up and coming. And I think that division is open in the South. So I look forward to seeing them play hard and taking over from the Texans and also the Colts. And Let's get the AFC North. The North, that's intriguing to me, the North, because I am a big Steeler fan this year. I won't tell you that I'm not. I am a Steeler fan this year, rooting for them. You know, on the media side, watching them being part of, I see them winning their division, and I see the Chiefs taking over the West, you know. I see Andrew Reid getting it done out there. And I think the Chiefs
division as well.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs take that division.
Okay, well, I'm going to say, you know, since we're tight on time, my AFC teams, I like the Steelers, I like the Patriots.
So we agree on those two.
Those are my two teams going to the final. But I'll tell you what, if I'm in Vegas and I, you know, the prop bet, I got a C-note to mess around with.
Who are we messing with?
Houston Texans, 16-1.
Okay.
I think Brock Osweiler is my bust-out candidate.
Okay.
I think he's going to do big things in Houston, and they have a great defense. There's a lot of if J.J. Watt can be healthy, if Brock Osweiler. But New England and Pittsburgh.
Wait, excuse me. That's why I have the Jags in there, because there's a lot of ifs in that division. So
sure.
I think the Jags are above the ifs right
now. Andrew Luck's going to get beat up behind that offensive line, so we'll see what happens. All right, so who you have coming out of the AFC, advancing to the Super Bowl? How do you see that?
Well, as we go through the playoff push, I see the Steelers going through it all. I also have the Colts and the Raiders as the two wild cards.
I
like the Raiders as a wild card this year, and I think the Colts will get in, but as a wild card, not a division winner. And I see the Steelers just going through the AFC, even through the Patriots.
Well, I'll tell you what, we went to both camps, Steelers and Patriots.
Yes.
I love both teams. I think the starting talent is stronger on the Steelers side.
Right.
But when I look up and down, not just what that 53-man roster is, but when we went to the camp and I looked 1-90, this team was as deep as any team I've seen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And the depth on, I think this is it. The last run for Brady and Belichick, this would be the final Super Bowl that they get there.
And he suspended the first four games.
That's
so,
okay.
No, well, that's my point. Like, your point is this can be the last year that they make that run. So missing four games with Brady and still making that run, what does it tell you about Belichick? If it happens, he's amazing.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
No doubt about it. And doing it for the first 4 weeks without a Hall of Famer.
Just for the record, no Jets.
You know, I think the Jets, you know, they're
still knocking on the door.
The Jets are still knocking on the door.
Fitzpatrick's got to get them over.
But that's the team right there that can challenge the Patriots in the division.
They can. We shall see. So you got Pittsburgh coming out of AFC. I got New England coming out of AFC. Houston has a long shot. Let's go over to the NFC, run through these divisions and playoff scenarios. Who do you got here?
Okay, so we shoot over to the NFC. In the East, I'm going to take the Giants. I think right now, even though they had a very weak preseason, I think the Giants, once the season ends, they'll be on top in the NFC East. Also, like the Panthers in the South again, we'll keep an eye on the Panthers. Even though they went to the Super Bowl, they're not going to have that Super Bowl hangover. Cam is still the man there. They made a few changes, lost a few players, but I still think that they should win the division in the South. Then we're going to shoot over to the North, where it's going to be Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I believe that the Packers, now with Bridgewater being out in Minnesota, that the Packers will definitely be the stronger team. But, you know, it's just amazing. An injury here and there, and it can change. But going into week one, I have the Packers. And then in the West, I do have the Seahawks over the Cardinals again. I don't think the 49ers are going to be much of a challenge. So I'm going to go with Seattle as the NFC West winners. And, you know, we'll see how it goes from there.
I agree with all your division picks except the East. I like the Redskins to take it again. I think Kirk Cousins is the real deal. I think Jay Gruden is really building up the program there, where McAdoo is in his first year. A lot of moving parts. I do think the one team here that could be a long shot is the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Well, I have them in as my wild card team. As you can see, we have the Bucks. We have the Bucks and the Redskins. I have the Redskins as my other wild card team. I have the Giants winning the division. You have them as the division. I do have the Redskins in the playoffs. I do have the Bucks.
Okay.
As you were just mentioning, so they are they are two teams that I have as the wild cards.
And I also have Cardinals as well as the Panthers in the NFC Championship.
So, well, you know, we're close on agreeing with a lot here. You know,
so who do you have breaking it down?
I have this, first of all, Seattle coming out of the West. I think Seattle is the team to beat this year. I think the Packers will be in the Final Four. The other two I'm going to leave open because it's very exciting. There's a lot of competition out there. But the Packers and Aaron Rodgers should be in there. I have Seattle, though, taking it all the way to the West. I have them going to the Super Bowl, the Seahawks. And they're playing week one against my Dolphins.
And already from talk, Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode might be coming back. So.
Well, you know what? I believe he will. Yeah. And Seattle has a great young running back right now. And he's up and coming. And they say that one of the reasons why they let Marshawn kind of take a little, let me miss camp, take a couple of weeks off during the regular season, supposed to happen with this young back. So we'll see, but I think he'll be back.
Yeah, Christine Michael, Thomas Rawls in the mix. But, you know, if they struggle, they might be looking forward to having a Marshawn Lynch come back. All right, so.
Wait, let's hope they struggle week one against the Dolphins.
So
you know?
We'll get to that. Now, Super Bowl, you have Steelers versus Seahawks.
I do.
I have Patriots versus Cardinals. Who do you have taken?
I have the Steelers taking it all this year. I have the Steelers representing the AFC, not only because we spent
time. That would be seven.
Yeah, well, you know what? I see Big Ben winding down his career. He has a few years left. Like you said about Belichick and Brady, this kind of Big Ben, he has a great team around him. Young, great receivers. He has a great offensive line. He has a fantastic defense. And he has Tomlin as the head coach. And you know what? I think the Steelers, this is their year. The Steelers can win it this year if everything goes their way. No injuries. Everybody stays healthy. They have a suspension early on, though.
Right.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, they have
three
games going on. But
I don't think that's going to hurt them as much.
Big, big team. We talked about it. It's a huge, gigantic team. And I have the Cardinals beating the Patriots. And Bruce Arians, he's my favorite coach in the NFL. I want to see him get that hardware. And I'd love to see him get it done. And so I have the Cardinals. You have the Steelers. And that could be a potential Super Bowl.
That'll be
matchup.
Great. That'll be another great matchup. But, you know, Arians done a great job out there with the Cardinals. You know, they have been trending upward for the last few years. So I'm ready for them to, like, step back a little bit this year.
And just for the record, my Super Bowl MVP is Bruce Arians got a honey badger tie on
there. Well, he's back from an injury. You know, he was on pace last year to be the defensive player of the year, you know?
And I know you have him as an award. We'll get to our awards in just a second. We have 646 been waiting here on hold patiently. We're going to see if we have the speaker situation settled so we can get him on. We appreciate you holding 646. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing today? This is Tony from North Carolina.
Good.
How's everything? Yeah,
how
I was
doing,
just on that. I'm doing all right. Doing all right. I'm glad to hear you guys show today. I was actually calling to see what you guys. I think you did mention Kansas City. I just want to find out what did you like about Kansas City for this year.
Well, you know, I think the question is, what do we think about Kansas City? Mike likes them as a wild card team, as do I. I think the big problem right now is their pass rushing situation, and they need D Ford needs to step up in a big way because Justin Houston, I think, is going to miss the season.
Yeah.
He's going to miss most parts of the season. So in order for Kansas City to stay in that wild card hunt, keep up with the Denver Broncos. The Oakland Raiders are going to be a strong team this year. In order to do that, they got to really keep the pressure on the quarterback. And D Ford is the X factor. I don't care about Jamal Charles missing time. I think between Spencer Ware and Chadrick West, they'll get the job done. I like the kid they drafted, Tyreek Hill. A lot of off-the-field baggage, but I think he could be a weapon along with Chris Conley to help stretch that field opposite of Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah, and he basically hit on all points there, but most importantly on the offensive end, you need consistency with touchdown passes and rushing. You have to hit your receivers downfield. You know, the Chiefs went through that stretch where their receivers didn't catch, I believe, a touchdown in 16 weeks. In the NFL, that's unacceptable. You need your receivers to be in the game. You need to be throwing the ball down the field to open up the running game. A constant play by your quarterback. And I know your head coach is a great coach.
And Doug Peterson's gone now. So some of that conservative offense might be out the door.
Yeah.
Andy Reid can open things up. But we like the Chiefs to be there at the end. And if they get Justin Houston back, then watch out.
Yep. Thanks for the call, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the analysis.
Hey, thanks for listening. Call back next week. We'll be here. We'll be on the air Monday night.
All right. Definitely will
Can't stop, won't stop.
You got it.
Thank you. That was our first call of our show from North Carolina.
North Carolina. And, you know, that brings us to Carolina and Denver tonight. We're going to talk about that briefly. But we're going to run through some awards, Mike, because this is our prediction show. And Monday Night Tailgate will air 7:30 live right here, Miami Mike Sports Zone. Come on down to East Hanover.
Every Monday.
Or follow us on the live Facebook feed. We're working on the YouTube and some other good stuff, too. League MVP, who you got? Back.
Well, for my league MVP, this year, since I have the Steelers going to the Super Bowl, they're going to need constant and great play from their quarterback. So this year, my Super Bowl, my MVP of the season will be Big Ben Roethlisberger of the Steelers.
Okay, hard to argue with that. I like what they're doing there. Todd Haley and Ben really meshing well. For me, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is the most valuable player in the league. You take this guy away, and the Packers are probably not a playoff team.
Not even close.
You put them in the lineup, they're a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And while I don't have Green Bay going to the Super Bowl, the MVP voting is done before the playoffs really wind up. So Aaron Rodgers is going to be my MVP. How about your defensive player of the year?
Well, defensive player of the year. For this year, once again, I'm jumping on Mr. Haywood, Craig Ironhead Haywood's son.
Yeah.
The big, big defensive tackle, nose guard, whatever you want to call him, from the Steelers.
Oh, they move him around.
Yeah, this guy, he's a difference maker. He's a game changer. And that defense is going to need to step it up, and that's the guy. He's going to tie up the inside. And not often do you find an interior guy with his size and his speed. I think this year, once again, another Steeler player as a defensive MVP is Mr. Haywood.
I like it. I'm going to go with Khalil Mack. You know, J.J. Watt being hurt. I think Mack is that young, up-and-coming back man.
University
kind
of Buffalo, small school.
Yeah, I think.
And UC-type school.
Yeah, I think he could be a 20-sack kind of guy.
Me too.
So he's going to be my defensive player of the year. And offensive player of the year, not the MVP, but the offensive player of the year is something they hand out as well. Who do you like there?
So another surprise. Another surprise, because this is a big year for a lot of young guys. And I think this year, Todd Gurley of the L.A. Rams is going to have a breakout year. Now, they're not going to be able to throw the ball as much, so they might block the box up. But this running back, he's a great runner. I think you're going to see a lot out of him this year. They're going to need to use him a lot. And I think out in L.A., he's going to take over out there, and they're going to run the ball. And I think it's going to be a big season for him. He could have 1,800 yards this year.
Wow. Well, he'd be up there with Eric Dickerson, some big years for the Rams.
He belongs there. He looks like an Eric Dickerson type running back. He's got the dreads flying out. He's, you know, we met him at the ESPYs this year. You know, he's ready to play. He's physically fit. I think he's going to have a breakout year.
Well, I'm going to go with another guy we spoke to back to Pittsburgh on the offensive side, Antonio Brown. This guy is at the top, elite level. As far as I'm concerned, he's above a step above everybody in terms of skill position players in the NFL. Antonio Brown is just on a whole nother level. So we got offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year. How about offensive rookie of the year? What do you like there?
All right, so the rookie of the year, I'm going to go with the Cowboys' Dak Prescott right now. I mean, what much choice do I have after the way he performed during preseason? Yes, it's preseason and it's backups, but he's a rookie, so he's a backup as well. So I'm going to say Dak Prescott this year will put up some very nice numbers for the Cowboys, and he will have the numbers, maybe not the wins, but the numbers to keep him up as one of the rookie of the year.
Well, I'll have the running game to support him, no doubt about that. I like Sterling Shepard from the Giants.
Great pick
as
well.
Victor Cruz not really being in the mix much here. I think Shepard really has an opportunity to step up and shine. And I think he could be a 1,000-yard receiver playing opposite of Beckham, who's going to get a lot of double-team coverage. We saw Shepard run some polished routes, man. You leave him one-on-one, single coverage, this guy's going to make you pay.
Shepard is like a hidden gem right now for the Giants. Many teams don't know much about him because they didn't show much with him during preseason. We've been to the camps. We've seen behind-the-scenes practice what goes on with him. This guy is a great receiver. And if they use him right, he'll be right in the loop for Rookie of the Year with his numbers.
For sure. How about Defensive Rookie of the Year, Mike? What do you like there?
Okay, for our Defensive Rookie of the Year, I'm going to go with the quarterback of the Giants, Eli Apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Eli Apple, you know what? He's as a rookie right now, with preseason, he's been covering the number one receivers.
Been playing at a very high level.
Playing at a high level. We've seen a lot of him. I think that this is a year that, as his quarterback, he's going to be a big part of the Giants. They're going to use him a lot. He's going to make a lot of big plays, which will keep him up there as a rookie of the year for the defense.
Well, I like a defensive back as well. The Oakland Raiders taking a lot of heat for their selection of Carl Joseph in the first round, an undersized safety. I think he's in position to make a lot of plays here.
They'll use him right.
I think he's going to be very active. And another candidate playing between Cam Hayward, who you mentioned, and Stephon Suggs, Javon Hargrave. This kid's making a lot of noise.
Yeah. A lot of noise. And he's big boy. He's a stealer. He's a Pittsburgh stealer.
And he could be a dark horse for defensive rookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that kid a lot. South Carolina State, not South Carolina.
No, South Carolina State.
This is some FCS.
And right, as you see, we're talking a lot about the Steelers on this show.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot going on.
They do.
It's just leading to it. But he's a young rookie who made a big name for himself.
Absolutely.
So with Dak Prescott on the offensive side and Hargrove on the defensive side, these are two young guys that, you know, they're getting their opportunity as a rookie, and it doesn't happen often.
All right, a couple more. Comeback player of the year. I went with the obvious one, Andrew Luck. Who do you got?
I went with the Honey Badger.
Okay, yep, that's right.
The Honey Badger. I took the Honey Badger from the Arizona Cardinals defensive back to his ACL. He was on pace last year to win it. He was out, so he's coming back from injury. I think Honey Bear and Tyrone Mathieu of the Arizona Cardinals will get that.
And then Coach of the Year, I kind of slipped a little bit here earlier with my love for Bruce Arians. I think the Cardinals are going to run the table. I got Bruce Arians as my Coach of the Year. I wish they would have did that reality show all in this season. I think they were a year behind because it would be a great way to capture their Super Bowl run, but that's who I got. All right.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you why I picked my coach as the coach of the year. Now, Adam Gase of the Dolphins is who I'm going to pick because of what the situation he stepped into. And I believe he's going to keep the Dolphins relevant this year. I believe that he is going to keep them in a playoff hunt. Now, if they get in or not, that's not what I'm saying. But from the last few years, what they've been through last year, four different coaches, switching coordinators, he come into a tough situation, so I see the Dolphins and Coach Adam Gase is my coach of the year, just by the way he's going to turn around the organization.
All right, we spoke to Super Duper Mark Duper, liked what he saw, and Dan Marino talked about the program, and we got five more minutes to go, Mike. So let's transition into a couple game previews and right into that Dolphins matchup because when we were on the Lexus Roadshow, you kept preaching to me that the Dolphins are going to upset the Seahawks. Well, now we're live.
Yeah.
Now we're filming. It's time to put the money where your mouth is and get it on film.
Well, first, let me take the Defiance Fuel real fast and take a sip where my mouth is.
Time out for some Defiance water.
Here's what I'm saying about week one and why I'm saying the Dolphins can beat Seattle up in Seattle. A, week one, I think everybody is 0-0. Anything can happen, okay? No matter who plays here, week one is exciting. Teams go above and beyond. Secondly, we have a bunch of our Dolphin fans now out in Seattle. Justin Finstickey, our boy Jay. Gorilla, Chris Baker, all of our Dolphin family, they're out there in Seattle, and they've been posting saying how nice and how polite the Seattle fans have been treating them.
Are they ready? They're there now?
They're in Seattle. They're there. They landed yesterday. They're there for the weekend. They're out there in Seattle getting ready to spend the time out in Seattle with the fans, and they're getting a lot of hospitality from them. So the Dolphin team, We're going to go out there and we pay the Dolphins fans that are out there with a big victory Sunday. That's my upset special, Dolphins week one out in Seattle, because it's week one.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And Seattle don't know our new offense, our new coaching, our new defensive scheme. It's all new to Seattle.
Yeah.
All right? And the last two times we played Seattle during the regular season, we have beaten them.
Okay. All right, there you have it. Miami Mike on the record.
It.
Dolphins, big win, week one, going into 12th man territory.
That's right.
Coming out with a victory. Just for the record, I will go with the Seahawks. Sorry, Dolphins fan. I got to see it to believe it, but I'm open for conversion. We'll come back on Monday, see where we're at, talk about it, preview week two. Every Monday night, the tailgate show, 7:30 live, wine tasting and chocolate tasting, 7 to 9, going on behind us. Real quick, Mike, let's do the locals.
All right.
Cincinnati at the Jets, two teams with playoff aspirations. How do you see this one unfolding at MetLife?
I see the Jets taking week one against the Bengals. Tough matchup, low-scoring matchup. Jets take the Bengals week one.
We agree on that one. Giants traveling into Dallas. Your boy Dak Prescott making his first career start.
Yep.
Revamped running attack with Ezekiel Elliott. How will they fare as they host the Big Blue Wrecking Crew?
Here's what I'm going to say. It's going to be rookie Prescott against rookie Eli Apple. Final drive of the game. Eli Apple makes a big play against Prescott. Giants win the game, but it's going to be a great game.
I love it. I think this is a field goal game.
Yeah.
I'm sure the point spread says as much. And it could go down to whoever has the ball left. But I like the Giants to go in there, sneak one out against Dallas, get off on the right foot, and both New York teams to get started in the right direction. Last one tonight, Super Bowl rematch. A lot of people like Carolina to get redemption here. However, Denver, 15-1 at home over the last 2 years. We will have Trevor Siemian, our guy who has a little bit of Jersey strong in him.
He was here. He was here while he was training,
right?
2 years ago.
A little bit of Strong Island in him, working out with Jake Fiedler. I think Trevor Siemian manages the job, gets the job done, and I think the Broncos pull it off once again.
I think Carolina wins tonight.
Okay.
I think Trevor plays well, but make some young rookie first starting mistakes. He has a first-time starter. Keep in mind, he only had one play last year. It was a kneel down. So if you want to consider that even a play, so it is what it is. And I think the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton get the job done tonight. But I want to congratulate Trevor Siemian, who spent some time here at Miami Mike Sports Zone 2 years ago. I want to congratulate him on winning the job and wish him nothing but the best of luck this season.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he does. Yeah. I know he's going to be ready, and he's wearing number 13 now.
Yeah, Marino.
So,
we know why. There's a story behind it.
There's a reason why Denver cut Mark Sanchez. So we'll see. As long as Denver keeps winning, I think Siemian will stay in there, and they'll be there to the very end because despite those defensive losses, Denver still has a lights out rushing attack, and they're going to be hard to beat.
Yep, and a great defense, too, but I got the Panthers tonight.
All right, before we wrap up, Mike, we're going to be here every Monday, 7:30. Lots of guests throughout the season. I know week three is a big one. We have.
Is O.J. Anderson there yet? No, I was waiting on him. He's coming down. We're going to call him in there now.
Big dog William Roberts is coming.
Yep, he'll be down here on the final Sunday of the month for the Giants.
NFL week three
Giants.
We'll probably have him here on the show.
Yep.
I think that week is also Doc Gooden.
Doc Gooden, the Wednesday night is an 80s karaoke night with Doc Gooden and the Mets.
And we have Back to the Future night with Doc Gooden and an 80s karaoke. And then LT coming up as well.
LT will be back here. We have a couple hockey events coming up. So a lot going on.
The can't stop, won't stop.
It is a can't stop, won't stop
moment.
December
takeover.
We're going to do it.
Karaoke night on Wednesdays. What else you got going on?
We got the karaoke Wednesdays, tonight, steak and bourbon night. We got prime rib on Mondays.
Bird dog.
It's just everything. Everything's happening. Just come and feel, be part of it. But right now, focus on us. We're ready to talk football, everybody. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, talking football, Monday night tailgate. Want to thank Blog Talk Radio. We'll try to do that every week, as well as our Facebook Live crew. Can't stop, won't stop. Follow us on NFLDraftBible.com. Use our promo code right now, Football2016. This is a limited time offer, Football2016. You get 50% off for life.
For life.
Can't beat that. So
come
go on to NFLDraftBible.com. support it. Become a disciple today. We're going to get ready for kickoff. Panthers at Broncos. We'll be back Monday night live to talk about it. Tune in. Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Don't even know how.
Game on. Good night. That's good. I'm not on life, that's fucking right. You know? That's good. That's good. The big board right there.